Begin the current daf Masechet Chulin daf Memches. Begin on the third line down of the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues on the halachas relating to the last item we mentioned from our Mishnah, where we're talking about the Yudches Treifas, the 18 different types of Treifas in the animal. We're speaking about when there's a problem, when there's a hole in the lung. So now the Gemara continues and says, Amrav Yesib ba Menyumi Amr of Nachman. He says, Reya Hasmucha L'Daifin. When the lung is very close to the wall of the chest, mean to say it's attached. It's clinging to the ribs of the chest. Says on that says Rav Nachman in Cheshen La. So we're not concerned to say, hey, why is it sticking to the wall of the chest to the rib cage? Maybe there was a hole in the lungs, and therefore that liquid oozed out. Now that's making it stick because it gets very sticky from the liquids in the lungs, and that's why it's sticking to the rib cage. On that he says no. Rather we suspend and we say that there is not necessarily a flaw in the lungs, but rather that in the rib cage itself. And we say that the wall of the chest had a wound, and when it healed, it healed in a way that it got stuck to the lung that's near it, but it wasn't a flaw in the lung itself. However, says Rav Nachman, but Helser, but if let's say the lung develops tzmachim, blisters, all around the area where it's attached to the wall, oh, so since we see a flaw in the lungs, then we are suspect, and we do say that we suspend that it's a wound in the lung, and it had a hole, and that's why it's sticking to the rib cage, and therefore we are going to consider the animal as a treifa. Now, Mar Yehuda Mishmei de Avimi Amar, he disagrees. He says, no, we're always suspecting, it's a safik deraisa lechomer, we suspect that it's a problem with the lungs, and we're always going to treat it as a possible treifa. But says the Gemara, hey chavdinan. So we're saying this is what we suspect. What do we do? How could we check if it is a treifa or not? So Amar Rav, he says, Ravin bar Shiva Asbur, he explained to me what you do is as follows. Mesinon sakina de chalash pume. We bring a knife that has a very thin and therefore sharp edge, and you could cut very finely, that when you're cutting the lungs from the rib cage, that it won't tear the membrane of the lungs when you're pulling it off from where it's connected to the rib cage. And then umafrakinala, so you separate the lungs from the rib cage. And then you see, if there's a flaw in the wall, meaning in the bones, in the ribs, then talina basadaifin, then we suspend it in the rib cage, and then we're going to say it's kosher. But vila, if you don't see anything wrong with the ribs, then machmas rehi, obviously it's a problem with the lungs, and vitrefa, therefore it's a trefa. Vavagav tolekum afkeziki, even if there's no air that's coming out from it, which generally that's the sign to say that it's a trefa, still we say that even though now we don't see any air coming out, it must have been a problem with the lungs, and therefore it's going to be considered a trefa. However, Reb Nechemya Bereid of Yosef, he would be badik lo b'pshuri. He would go ahead and check it out with lukewarm water, meaning after that he would peel off the lung from the rib cage, and he would find that there was a wound in the wall of the rib cage. He didn't hold that was sufficient. Rather, he would blow it up. He would inflate the lungs in the lukewarm water. If the water bubbled through, he would say it's a trefa because obviously there was a hole there somewhere, and that's why air is bubbling out. And that was even though he saw a problem with the rib cage. Now, Amalei Marzucha Beredra of Huna Beredra of Papil Ravina, etc. Ravina. This halacha that we just quoted from Nechemya Bereid Rav Yosef, that what he would do is he would check the lung in lukewarm water. Atun ahomas nitano. You learned it going on that halacha, meaning that Rav Nachman had said that if you find a problem with the rib cage, oh, you assume it's from there, and therefore that you don't have to consider the animal trefa. But Rav Nechemya was more stringent, and he would still check it out in the lukewarm water to see maybe there's also a problem with the lungs and to see if it bubbles. But he says, Anan Adarava Masninla. We learned what he had done by checking it out in lukewarm water on a different halacha, not on this halacha of Rav Nachman, but rather on a different halacha, that of Rava. Because the Amar Rava said, Hani Tarti Uni Direya, the Srichan Adadi. These two lobes of the lungs, which the lung has these different ears coming out of it, these different protrusions of the lung, these wings of it. So if you have two of the lobes that are sticking to each other, so said Rav, less lubidikus lachshur, there's no inspecting to validate it, and that is because obviously that it's a trefa, because why are they sticking? Must have been one of them had a hole and this thick liquid oozed out that's making them stick together, and therefore it's a trefa. On that we learned the Rav Nechemya Bereid Rav Yosef badik lo b'pshuri, no, he would validate it by checking it out in lukewarm water. If it doesn't bubble, that must mean that it's okay, that it's kosher. He would check it out, and he wouldn't just say, okay, must be it's a trefa. However, Maskev le Rav Ashi asked on this second version of that Rav Nechemi was going on the teaching of Rava. He says, "Hi, Mai, what are you talking about? Bishlem ahacha, we could understand over here in our first version that we said that you check it out, meaning to say that if it doesn't bubble, so then we're going to say, okay, must have been that, no, there was no hole in the lung that closed up. Because since you could be talin and bedoifin, you could say that, hey, we see there's a problem with the rib cage. And we could say that that's where the problem is. So therefore we can understand why in that case, in the first version of Nechemi was validating it that way. Aval Hassam, but over there in the second version, and the halach of Ravam, by the two lobes of the lungs that are sticking to each other, this that they're sticking must have been that there was a wound somewhere. So whichever lobe had a hole, either lobe, any part of the lung that has a hole makes it a trefa. So ihainok of trefa, if it was this lobe that had it, it's trefa. Vihainok of trefa, if it was this lobe, it's trefa. And therefore, even though there's no, let's say, air coming out, like in the test that Rav Nechemi does, that's not valid because that would only mean that one of them developed a scab. But as we learned in previous dafim, that doesn't help because that's going to end up coming off. And therefore, that's a refutation of the second version that Rav Nechemi is going on Rava, because that test shouldn't be able to help. Now, going back to what we said before from this teaching of Rav Nachman, the Gemara asks, "Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi?" Did Rav Nachman really say this halacha, which was the second part of his teaching, regarding that he said that if there develops blisters around the lung where it's sticking to the rib cage, that then they said that we are chosh and lo, but then we do suspect that there's a problem, there's a flaw, and there's a trefa with the lung. Now, the difficulty with this teaching is that the inference is that if it would be obvious to us that there was a hole in the lung, that then it wouldn't help that it's sticking to the rib cage. I mean, he's saying that if it's stuck to the rib cage, he says, generally you don't have to be suspect. But if there was a hole, and how do you know there's a hole if there's blisters around it? Oh, then it's not going to help that it's sticking to the rib cage. On that, as the Gemara, but v'am Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, om Rav Nachman, it was quoted in Rav Nachman himself that he says, Reish nikva, if a lung developed a hole, but the defense must, but the rib cage, the wall that's right next to it is closing up the hole, k'sher, it's valid. So why is he saying that if it develops blisters, that, oh, must have been there's a hole, and that was what oozed out from it, and therefore it's sticking to the rib cage, oh, then it's going to be a trefa, but why? The wall's closing it up. And he says when the wall closes up, it's valid. Says the Gemara, Kash, it's not difficult. Why? Hasam over there, where he says it's valid, is b'makam revisa, is the place where the lungs and the rib cage grow near each other. That's where the natural anatomy is, and they're always next to each other. Yeah, then when it's sticking to it, because even though it had a hole, it's not going to be removed, and therefore it's kosher. But hach over here, when Rav Nachman says that we are choshen la by the case of the blisters, where we mentioned before that it's going to be a trefa, is shaloi b'makam revisa, is the place where it's not normally grows together, where it's in the width of the cavity, which is in the different part of the lungs, which is by the large umois, which is the bottom lobes. Since that's very far, that part of the lungs from the rib cage, and that, if it's sticking together, that closing will ultimately become undone. Now, as Rashi points out, however, even so, if there's no blisters, we're still not suspecting, because we'll still say, oh, the fact that they're sticking is a problem with the rib cage. But when there's blisters, and then we're saying that it's sticking because of the lungs, that must mean that there's a hole in the lungs. And although it's sticking, that's going to end up coming undone. Which Rashi, however, says, in regards to this, Allah we hold like a vimi, who holds that we are choshen la in all situations, because since it's a dairaiso, we go stringently. However, that's where Rav Nachman says that it's going to be Cheshon Law. But you're right, if it's near it, if it's where it naturally grows, then that's not Cheshon Law. That's not a problem because the wall will close it up. Now, that says the Gemara of Hecha Makam Revisa, and what's the place where it normally grows, where it's naturally near the rib cage, and that even if it had a hole, that we would say, okay, it's going to close it up, it's not going to be a trefa. It's Chituchi De'uni. It's where the separate parts of the lobes are, which those are the higher parts of the lungs, which that's closer to the neck, that's in the area of the rib cage. And that says Rashi in this, the halacha is like Rav Nachman, because no one disagrees on him on this point. However, that resolved the contradiction of Rav Nachman. Does the wall close it up or not? If it has a hole, so that depends. If it's in the natural place, then it will close it up. It's going to be kosher. If it's not, that's what he said earlier, that, oh, if we know there's a hole, even though it's attached, it's going to end up coming undone because it's not in the natural place, and then it's going to be cheshon that it's a trefa. Gufo, we had learned that Amr Rav Yisib ben Yumi Amr Rav Nachman, we mentioned before, which we had used this teaching to ask on the previous teaching of Rav Nachman, that Reya Shenikva, if there's a hole in the lung, but V'deifin says Masa, but the ribcage is closing it up, it's right near it, so Ksher, it's going to be valid. That qualifies the Gemara. Amr Avin, he says, but V'hud Savach Bevisra, that's only if the lung is sticking to and attached to the flesh that's between the two ribs. That's a bona fide closing that it's sticky to, that's not going to become undone. But if the lung is just stuck in the ribs themselves, in the bones of the ribs, that's not a bona fide sticking, and that's going to become undone, and that's not going to take away the problem of it being a trefer, because ultimately it has a hole in its lung. However, Amalei Rav Yisav L'Ravina, Rav Yisav asked on this teaching of Ravina, he says, wait, V'ilei Savach Maim, so what are you saying? But if it doesn't stick to the flesh that's in between the bones of the rib cage, then what are you saying? The trefa, then the animal's going to be a trefa, because ultimately it has a hole, and you're saying, but it's not sticking to the flesh, it's not going to close it up. But then, Almam Rina Nekuvihi, so we see, obviously, that beforehand, we consider it as something that's problematic, that has a hole, and that's a trefa. And even so, you're telling me that, but when it's sticking to the flesh of the rib cage, it's going to be kosher. Obviously, you're telling me that it helps to close up a lung that has a hole. If you have something closing it up, like the flesh of the rib cage, that will make it non-trefa. However, on that he asks, if that's the case, but then kisavach nami, but then no, even if it does attach and does stick to the flesh of the rib cage, it should still be a trefa. Why? Because Tadatani, we learned in the Braisa, in a different context, Nikiv, if the male member of a man developed a hole, so apostle, he's invalid from marrying into the Jewish people because of a krei shafcha, which means to say he has an invalidation in his male member, because ultimately his semen, it just drips. It doesn't shoot like an arrow. And the Gemara tells the Nidav, Mem Gimel Min Alav, whatever the semen does not shoot like an arrow, then that cannot bring children. And that's invalidation in marrying into the kahal of the Jewish people. But if Nistim, if let's say the hole subsequently closes up, then kosher, then he's valid to marry into the kahal, into the Jewish people. And they shoot mightily because now that type of seed will create a child. And says the Braisa, that's an invalidation which could ultimately come back and be valid. Where although he had a hole, which made him puzzle, but it could become a kosher again when it closes up. And that has the Gemara. V'zehu l'mutei mayu. And says, this, what's his excluding? Say, this is a psul shochez l'chsheret. Lav l'mutei kagavne isn't excluding such a situation that we're describing over here, where this lung has a hole, which is a puzzle, that it's not chesh l'chsheret. And although it's being closed up, if you're telling me it's initially a hole, it should maintain and retain being a hole, and therefore it should not be kosher even when it's closed up. So how are you saying that it's going to be kosher? Says the Gemara, no, it's not excluding that case. It's coming to exclude a situation in the lung that had a wound that developed a scab on it, the ain't a crime. Where that's what we said in the previous stuff, that is not a valid scab because that's going to end up coming off. But when the wall of the rib cage is closing up the hole, that we could say is a bona fide closing, and therefore, like Rav Nachman said, that's going to be kosher. However, Maskev l'Rav Ukva Bar Chama, he asks on the primary halacha of Rav Nachman itself, now that you're saying that it is a hole in the lung, and it would really be a trefa, it's just that the wall of the rib cage is closing it up. So then he says as follows, he says, look, ilu inkev b'dayfin lahada, if let's say the wall of the rib cage, which is opposite the hole in the lung, if that itself developed a hole at a later point in time, my wo d'alacha be, well, then obviously trefa, because now you don't have any more the closing of the wall of the rib cage to close up the hole that's in the lung. If that's the case, then listening, then let our Mishnah say nekuvos hadoifin. It should have said with all the other trefas, it should have said a 19th one that there are other animals that could become a trefa by developing a hole in the wall of the rib cage, because now it's going to make it a trefa. And that's the Gemara. No, Tameich, according to your reasoning, according to your rationale, then had the Amr Rabbi Yitzchak by Yisim Amr Rabbi Yechanan a different halacha. Marish and Nikva. If the gallbladder develops a hole, which is a trefa, but for Kavit says Masai, but if the liver then, which is near it, closes it up, Ksher it's valid. Now I could ask you the same question. Ilu Inkiv Kavit Lahadamai. What's going to be the halacha at a later point in time if the wall of the liver, which is right opposite that hole that's in the gallbladder, if that develops a hole, what's going to be the halacha? Well, trefa now, the animal is going to be trefa, because now there's no more wall closing up the hole in the gallbladder, which the hole in the liver is not a problem. That has to be totally taken away, as we said in our Mishnah. But then listening to Kuvas HaKavod, it should have said another trefa when there's a hole in the liver, because now that's not blocking up the hole in the gallbladder. Ella, obviously, rather, ki nikva, delav mini mitarfa, when it's a hole in something that its own species is not what makes it a trefa, it's only a causation that now it's not defending something else, loikatani, we don't say those cases as what making the animal a trefa. So, I mean, here too, it's not difficult. Kim de la mini mitarfa, it's not the own species that makes it a trefa, because the hole in the wall, the rib cage, is only making the animal a trefa because now it's the lung that has its hole. Like Katani, we didn't say those types of cases, and that's not difficult in Rav Nachman's teaching. Now, continuing on similar types of halachas regarding the lungs and blisters on the lung. So, Baimene Rabba Barbachana Mishmul, he asked the following question. What's the halacha if the lung developed blisters? Someone like Sherry says, that's not a problem, that's kosher. We mentioned before, we were talking about blisters, we said that's only because it's attached to the wall of the rib cage, and that's going to tell us why. Is it sticking? Must have been that there was a hole over there, and it's a problem with the flow with the lung. But in general, if lungs have blisters, it's okay. So Amalei, so Rabbi Chana said back to Shmuel, says, look, af ani oimakin, I also say what you just answered me, that it's kosher. Elisha ha-talmidim mizdanzim medavah, but the students, they're iffy about this. Because the Amr of Masner, had said, Malya Muglo Trefa, if it's filled with pus, then it's Trefa. Mayim Zakim Chera, if it's clear water, then it's kosher. So therefore they're iffy about this because you see that sometimes blisters could be a simon of tarfus. On that Amalei, Shmuel said to him, no, Ahiba Kulyat, when that was said regarding a kidney, a diseased kidney, then there's, depending on what type of blisters it are, it's going to be Trefa or not. But regarding the lungs, blisters are not a problem. As Gemara illustrates with different stories. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef have a ka'azl basri de Birmiya b'shuka de tabachis. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef was going after Rabbi Birmiya in the marketplace of the butchers. Now, chazinu lahanach, the kaimen tzmachi tzmachi, saw these lungs that had all these blisters, which was full with pus on them. Now, Amalei said to him, he said to Rabbi Birmiya, loy boy mar umtza, doesn't the master need a raw piece of meat? I mean, he wanted to know if he's going to say that it's kosher or not. So Amalei said to him, Leslie Priti. So he was just pushing him away, saying, oh, I don't have any money. So Amalei said to him, no, don't worry, Akfinan, I have credit. I mean, the butchers will give me a piece of meat on credit. So Amalei, so he said to him, he realized he can't just push him away. He says, Ma Avalach, what am I going to do to you? When these types of lungs with blisters would come in front of Rabbi Yechanan, Meshadalu Lakamed Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. If you send the question, don't ask me, ask Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, to Moriba Meshmed Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Latere, that he would pask and he would rule in the name of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, that's permitted, as we've been saying before. But Valele Svirle, Rabbi Yechanan, he didn't hold like that it's going to be kosher. Now, he didn't want to say it's Trev, because he didn't hear clearly a tradition from his teacher that's a problem. So therefore he sent to someone else a different Rav that did have a clear tradition that it's actually permitted, but he himself held that it's not permitted, and therefore he didn't want to say that it's permitted, and therefore I can't tell you anything because there are those opinions that hold that it could be problematic. Similarly, Omer Rava says, Kevim as ginon basrid Rav Nachman, when we would go behind Rav Nachman, Beshuka, as we continue Tamid Beis, Dilgudai, in the marketplace of the leather makers, of Amrlan, some say Beshuka Drabban, in the marketplace of the rabbis, that Chazi Hanoch, the Kaiman Kandi, he would see these lungs that were full of large blisters like the size of like jugs. And he wouldn't tell them anything as if that this is a problem of treif. So to Rabbi Ami Ravasi, have a Chalfi Beshuka de Tveri, they would go in the marketplace of a Tveria. Chazi Hanoch de Kaimi Tinari. They would see such large blisters bigger than that of jugs, that those were so big they were even hard like rocks. And he wouldn't tell them anything. And Rashi says that those are the ones that are found on his those animals in his times on the lungs. And the appearance of these blisters don't look like the lung itself. They look like this appearance of like these pussy types of blisters. And that was what the Gemara is saying, that is kosher, it's not a symptom of tarfus. And this is not the same thing as when you have a lung that has a blockage, because there's actually no blisters over there, and it doesn't look any different from the lung. It's just that the air doesn't get through over there. But regarding the salacha blisters, that's what the Gemara was saying, that they held that it wasn't a problem. The Itmar, we learned, continuing on the halachas of tarfus relating to the lung, machat shenimtzis bereya. There's a needle that was found in the lung. Now, the lung does not have to appear to have a hole on the outside of the lung. And additionally, there's no air that's escaping from it. So we have no reason to think that there's a hole that was pierced, that was punctured on the outside of the lung. So Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, Machshri, so it's found in the inside of the lung. They held that it's kosher, the animal, it's not a problem with the lung. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Mani ben Patz, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochum Tarfi, they held that the animal is treif. So says the Gemara, Lein Balkim Mifkul. Let's say it's on this point that they disagree. The Mar Sabra, the ones who held that it's treif, is because chesaron mibifnim, when you have an internal deficiency, where here the metal, the iron of the needle, is eating away at the flesh around it. When metal stays in the flesh, it makes it deteriorate. So it's an internal deficiency. That's shmei chesaron. That's considered deficiency. And when you have, as our Mishnah said, chaser, when there's something missing in the lung, well, that's considered deficiency, and therefore that's a treifa. Whereas a mar sabra lo shmei chesaron, the ones who held that it's kosher, it's because they held that no, internal deficiency is not a chesaron. So the Gemara says lo no. The kuliyam chesaron mebefnim lo shmei chesaron. Everyone holds an internal deficiency is not a problem of treifas, because as the Gemara had actually said this point earlier, that the Gemara had validated a lung, even if it spills like a jug, even though the whole inside is watery, that it's missing, that it's dissolved. We said that's not a problem. Additionally, Rashi says if we would have the text the other way, that everyone agrees that it is Shmei Chesaron, but just that they disagree as something else, as we're about to say, then even those who want to say it's kosher because we are assuming that it came through the vascular part of the vascular system, that still wouldn't help, because since we're finding it in the flesh of the lung, it's not possible, it's not creating somewhat of deficiency, as we explained, and therefore it would automatically be a problem. So obviously we're saying that no. Everyone agrees that an internal deficiency is not a problem. But b'hocha mefkei, it's regarding this following point that they disagree. Mar sabra, the ones who held that it's kosher, is because samfeina nokat vasai. We assume, how did this needle get here inside the flesh of the lung? We assume that it came through the ear pipes, through the vascular system, meaning it came through the trachea and coming down through the area of the bronchioles into the lungs. And that's how it got into the flesh of the lungs. Now, therefore, we don't assume that the outer membrane of the lung was punctured, because it came from inside that system itself. Now, the chiddush in this is that although generally the trachea, the windpipe, doesn't usually swallow anything but air, even so, since we have the lung in front of us, we don't see any holes on the outside. So we have to say that obviously sometimes that could happen, as food could go down, or even in this case, a needle could go down the ear pipe. And we're not going to assume a problem that we don't see. And since we don't see any external puncture in the lung, we'll have to say, okay, it probably went down the ear pipe, and that's how it got in through the bronchioles into the lungs itself, and that's why it's inside, but it never punctured the outer surface of the lung, and therefore it's kosher. But Umar Sabra, those who hold that it's treif, is no, nekuvi nokiv vasai. They assume that, no, it did make a hole through the outer part of the lungs, because they're assuming, how does stuff besides air usually get into the system of the animal when it's going through the mouth? It's through the esophagus. And because we're not assuming that the trachea swallowed a needle, so then how did it get into the lungs, which is a whole different system in the animal? It must have punctured the intestines, because the needle is pointy and sharp, and it went out of that system, and then it punctured the outer membrane of the lungs, and it went in that way. And therefore, that's how it's inside the lungs. And if it did that, that obviously made a hole through the lung, and that's a sign of tarfus, and therefore it's treif. So therefore, again, that's the machlokes regarding how do we assume which system was it that got it here? Was it the digestive system, or was it the vascular system? Now, the Gemara brings a story related to this halacha, that ahi machto, there was this needle, d'shtakeach b'chitucha d'reya, that was found in a piece of the lung, meaning after the animal was already slaughtered, and they had cut up pieces of the animal, so in one of the pieces of the lungs, they found a needle. So I sula come into Reb Ami, they brought it from the Reb Ami. So I say, hey, we're middle of eating a meal here, and we see a long piece of lung that has a needle in it. So Savalach Shuri, he thought to say, it's okay, the animal's kosher. Because he held, like those that we quoted before, that we assume that it came through the vascular system. And additionally, although the needle is sticking into the flesh, since it's an internal deficiency, and it came from the inside, that's loish mechisan, that's not considered deficiency. However, Eitzver Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Rabbi Yirmiyah asked on him, Vitam and some says, Rabbi Zreka, from the Halacha of our Mishnah says, Hareyesh Nikva Isha Chasr. When it's talking about the treifas of the lung, it says a lung that had a hole, or if it was missing from it, that's a treifa. So on that he asked, my chasr, what is the case of when it says that if the lung is missing? Ilem Babachotz, if you think it means on the outside of the lung, well, Hainu Nikva, that's the same thing as a hole, because you can't be missing without making a hole on the outer membrane of the lung. And we already said the case of a hole. Elalav mebifnim rather must be talking about what's the case of missing. It means internally missing. So obviously you see that an internal deficiency is considered deficiency. So how can you say that this animal is kosher if the needle, even if it came through the vascular, but it was inside, eating away at the inside part of the flesh of the lung, that itself should make it a treifa. So hadushadru lekameid Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So he then sent it off the question to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Now Rashi points out he didn't send the question away because he was stumped by the question that was asked of him, because he could have easily answered, like we said this actually in the previous daf, that that's not a proof from the Mishnah. Actually, the chasaron that it mentions regarding the lungs is on the outside part. But rather, we need it for Rabbi Shimon, who disagrees regarding the law of making a hole. But however, he agrees in the law of making when it's missing, because hole he requires it goes all the way to the bronchial, whereas regarding the missing would be, even if it's just missing on the outside. So why did he send off the question? Why didn't he stick to his opinion? Rather, it's because ultimately, here, the lung was already cut up. So he couldn't rely on his tradition, his teaching, to say, like we had mentioned in the previous Amiram, that it must have came through the vascular system, because maybe if the lung would be in front of us, we would see the whole lung, we would say that actually there is a hole on the outside. As Rashi points out, the way he knows this, that it's because of this doubt that he sent the question off, is because ultimately when the question ended up coming back to him, he actually ended up saying that it's a treifa for the reason that we just explained, but not because he was stumped by the question from our Mishnah. So he sent up the question to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So he too, Savalach Shru, he thought to say that it's kosher, like we said, the same reason. But Eisver Bimri, or Bimri asked, and then Vitim, and some say Rabbi Zreka from our Mishnah. Hareyesh Nikvay Shechaser, if the lung has a hole or if it's missing, oh, it's a treifa. So my chaser, what's the case of missing? Ilei mebebechot, hainu nikva. If it's on the outside, well, that's the same thing as a case of hole. Elav mebefnim, rather must be from the inside. Shema menachasar mebefnim, shema chasar. So you see, an internal missing, internal deficiency is considered deficiency, and a treifa. How can you say it's kosher? So hadu shadru lekameid Rabami. So they ended up sending the question back to Rabami. Vitarfa, and they said, it's treif. The animal is not kosher. So Amalei, they said to him, but v'ha Rabbanon, you have all the rabbis that we mentioned before, then Machshiri, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Chanina, which was actually the original assumption that he himself had to say it's kosher, and now he's saying it's treifa. Why are you saying it's treif? Samalan, they said to them, and this is how Rashi explained what was his original doubt. Now, hey Nechshiri, the reason why they said it's kosher, when you find the needle, it's stuck in the flesh of the lung on the inside, is because they know why they're saying that it's valid, is because, like they said, that they're seeing the whole lung. They see it's intact on the outside. So how did this needle get stuck on the inside? Obviously, it came through the trachea and it came through the vascular system. Now, Anan me'ezetam nachshabah, why should we validate this lung, this piece of this lung that we find the needle stuck in it? Dil me'ihav arei kamon menakva, maybe if the whole lung would be in front of us, we would see that there's a hole on the outside. And the reason for that is because really, most of the times when some other element comes into the body besides air, it comes through the esophagus, through the food pipe. And if it came through the esophagus, it obviously made a hole and punctured through the lung to get inside the inside, where it's now stuck inside the flesh of the lung. And therefore, in this case, they said that's going to be treif. However, on this halacha, the Gemara asks, well, time of the lesson. Sounds like, oh, okay. The reason why he's saying that here it's going to be treif is because we don't have the rest of the lung to look if maybe really the outside has a hole or not. Ha'isa, but it sounds like he's saying, but if the whole lung would be in front of us, and v'loy menakfan, we would check it, we would see that there's no holes, that kishera, that then he's going to say it's going to be kosher. And what's the reason? Like we explained previously, because, oh, we'll assume that it came through the vascular system. Now, although that if it's coming through the vascular system, so you're right, it's not coming through the esophagus and making a hole through there from the digestive system into the vascular system. The only problem, however, is, even if it's coming through the vascular system itself, now, how does it get into the flesh of the lungs? Obviously, yeah, the bronchioles go into the flesh of the lung, and that's how it connects with the trachea, the whole system that allows oxygen into the body. However, the bronchioles has to get out of the bronchioles into, there's capillaries, the air could get through, but how does the needle get through? It obviously has to leave the bronchi to go into the flesh of the lungs. Now, the problem is, but Vamar Rav Nachman said, Haisim fina deray de inkiv, if the bronchi of the lungs are punctured, is trefa. So you have a problem even with going through the vascular system itself. Why are you saying that's kosher? Even if you see the whole lung and you see it's not punctured on the outside, so it didn't come from the digestive system, but even the vascular system itself should be a problem. Says the Gemara, Nahahu l'chaveritma. That teaching of Rav Nachman was talking about if the bronchi has a hole near another branch of the bronchi. When it's making a hole near the wall of another bronchi near it, since the wall of its neighboring bronchi is hard and it stands right there and that doesn't move and it doesn't close up the hole, it's not going to protect and close it up. So yeah, that's what Rav Nachman said, that it's going to be trefa. But if it developed a hole later on where it's near the other branch, so then what's right near the branch of the bronchi? You have the flesh of the lung, which is soft. That enters the hole and that protects on it, and therefore that's where we're saying that it's going to be kosher. Now as Rashi points out, this, that when we just find a piece, we just have a piece of the lung over here, like we said, we found a needle inside of it. This that we don't say, hey, maybe that, where did this bronchi break through that it's now in the flesh of the lung? Maybe it was in a place where it was right near a fellow bronchi, which we said does make a trafe. So Rashi says, because we don't assume problems that we don't see. And since we don't see the lung over here, we're not going to assume that maybe it came through a problematic way. Because when we only assume things that's to presumption. Like generally we say that when an animal swallows something, it's usually going to be through the esophagus. And then we said, okay, so that's a problem that we're going to assume. And the only way it can get through into the lung is by making a hole through the intestines and through the lung. That's when we assume there's a problem, because that's generally the way it is. But something that we don't have an assumption about, we're not going to assume. And if we're not going to assume it was necessarily through a place where it was near another branch, and therefore, again, we could say that it was in the fleshy part of the lungs, and that's how it got through the bronchi, and therefore that's going to be closed up, and that's not going to be a problem about trefa. Now, however, the Gemara still asks, but Vam Rav Nachman, there's another teaching of Rav Nachman that says, Hai hadur dekanta. The kanta itself is kosher fats in the animal, and hadur dekanta are the intestines that encircle that kosher fat, where the inkiv lahadichavre. If that intestine that surrounds that fat, if it developed a hole on that side, which is right near it and the fellow intestines that's circling around it, where it didn't develop a hole that's external, it's near a hole, it's a hole right near something else that's flush against it, that megan alel, that protects on it, and therefore, since although there's a hole, but it's right near something else that's closing it up, that will protect it. So this contradicts the other teaching. Why is this any different than a bronchi near a bronchi? It should also close it up, just like the intestines right near each other will close it up, and it's not a trefa. That in Rav Ashi says, trefas komadami lahadodi? You're coming to compare different trefas one to the other, although it sounds similar? We don't say in the laws of trefas, oh, that's similar to that, and we start comparing and extrapolating. You could have an animal, when you cut it by its leg, when you cut it over here, we consider it dead. You cut over here and we're going to consider it alive. Even areas that are the opposite of what we would assume. Meaning when an animal has its foot cut off, higher than what's called the tzaymes agin, which is the junction, the gathering of the sinews, where there's certain parts in the animal where it gathers them together, and then it goes out, branches out, where if the bone didn't break, it's going to be kosher. If it's cut beneath that in the place of where the tzemes agin itself actually is, even though generally on the leg of an animal, the lower down it is, the less trefa we're going to say, paradoxically, it's actually going to be trefa. As Gemara tells us later on, that if the tzemes agin were taken away, even though the bone didn't break, it's going to be considered trefa. So you see, you can't stop making comparisons and laws of trefas. And therefore, yes, it could be by the hadra dekanta that when it's near the other one, it's not a trefa. Yet by the bronchi, when it is near the other one, that it will be a trefa. And therefore, that's not a contradiction. Another story regarding to these halachas, the Gemara says, "He machto dishtakech besamfeiner rabba dereya." There was this needle that was found in the samfeiner, which is like these tubes that were told on the vascular system. These are veins. So this is the large tube of the lung, which is, like we're saying, it comes from the trachea, and that's if one sees visuals of what the lungs look like, see how it then starts separating into all these tubes that go into the lungs, and that's how the specimen breathes. So the large tube of the lung, there was a needle stuck in it. So they brought this specimen in front of the rabbis who we had quoted earlier, Ramani, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon, that they had said that when you find a needle stuck in the lung, that it's treif. And now they brought a similar type of a question when the needle was stuck into the large tube of the lung in front of them to say, what's the halacha? Now, loy amr b'lay isur b'lay heter. Regarding this question, they didn't say it's forbidden, but they didn't say it's permitted. Why? So the Gemara explains. Heter loy amri ba kishmatayu. They didn't say it's permitted like their earlier teaching, because they do assume problems out of doubt. We're concerned that maybe this needle came through as normally a foreign substance comes into the body through the esophagus, and then it made a hole through the stomach or through the intestines, and it went out, and that's how it got stuck into this large tube of the lung. But it's a namele amrba, but they didn't say it's forbidden either. Why? Kiven this simfiner rabbi ishtakech, since this is not just found in the previous case that they had said trefa by the fleshy part of the lung, they're finding this in the large tube of the lungs. Now the thing is that that's not really lined up if it was coming through the esophagus. So therefore, there's actually signs telling us that obviously that Amos Semfaina Nakat Vasai really is telling us that it must have came through the vascular system, through the trachea, and that's how it came to the large bronchi of the lung. So therefore, they don't want to say that it's us either. Yeah, we can say it's Mutter because we do suspect maybe it came through the digestive system, but here it's a little different because it's not near by the fleshy part of the lung. That really lines up to where the esophagus is and its digestive system, and it makes sense that it could have came through here, but here it's really not near that and really is further away of a suspicion, so therefore they don't want to say that's us or either. Another story with Hahi Machta regarding a needle, the shtakech bechaticha dechavde was found in a piece of liver. Sava Mabarade of Yisuf Lemitrafe, he wanted to say it's treif. Needle punctures holes in the animal and inside, treif. Now, Amalei Ravashi said to him, why? If you would find in a piece of flesh a needle, have a tarf mar, would the master say it's treif? No. A needle and a piece of meat, that's not like the same as we're talking about with lungs and a piece of the flesh, of the muscle, that wouldn't make it a treif. So, therefore, why are you saying that if you find a hole in the liver, that's a treif? That's not a problem either. The liver doesn't become treif with a hole. If you take away the whole liver, that's a treif. But why would you say that it's treif? So Elamar of Rashi, rather of Rashi, he says as follows. He says like this. Chazinan we see. E kupa. If the thick head of the needle, that's the thicker part, which has the eye of the needle there, not the pointy part. If that part is levar, is on the outside of the liver, meaning what would be towards the cavity of the animal, and its point is towards the inside of the liver, then definitely nekuvi nakiv v'asoi. Then it must have made a hole, and that's how it got into the liver, because it actually came through the esophagus first, then it made a hole through the intestines, and then it went out, and then its point went into the liver. Because how did it get into the liver? You see the point coming from the outside, the head is on the outside, so then obviously it came from outside the liver. Well, that means it didn't come through the vascular system itself, it must have came from a different system. Then we have to suspect, oh, what's the other pipe that it comes through? Is the digestive system. Well, then how to get there? It must have made holes through things that it makes a trefa, and then it's going to be a trefa. But ikupa legav, but if let's say the thick part is in the inside, you find the thick part in the inner part of the liver, and actually the pointy part is actually going towards the external part of the animal, towards the cavity, oh, there most definitely some fine nakat vasai. That must have came through the vascular system. And then afterwards, it the point made a hole through the system itself, and in the internal way through the bronchi, and internally it went through it to the liver, and from there is where it's going out of the liver, and then actually it's going to be kosher. Because a hole in the liver is not a problem. It never made a hole through the external part of any of the vascular system. And it didn't come from any other system, like the digestive system. However, on that he says, but this is only talking about a thick needle, which there it can't make holes through the thicker part, the fattier point of the needle. So therefore we're saying that if you see the thicker part in a certain area, it must have been that that's not where that's where it's coming from, because it couldn't have came from the other way and be pushed through the thicker part. Of a katinta, but a narrow needle, like our needles, which actually could make a hole through flesh, even through the, so to speak, the thicker part, then leishna kupala gav, leishna kupala bar, then it doesn't make a difference which direction the top of the needle is facing, whether inner or outer. Nikubi naka basai, we still have to suspect that it made a hole and that it came through. So even if you see the thicker part, the point is facing outward and the thicker part is facing the inside of the liver, we don't have to assume that it came from inside and that it's not a problem. We could still suspect that it came from the digestive system and it broke through the thicker part, because it's still very narrow and it still might have made a hole through the flesh and came in that way. However, the Gemara asks on this, why is this different than the following brisa? Mimachat shenimtzis, from a needle that's found as a katin top of memtesim and aleph, but evi besakaisis, in the thickness of the wall of the reticulum, which is the second stomach of the animal, of the ruminant, which is at the end of the keres, the first stomach that's called the paunch, which this besakaisis, part of it is made like a helmet. And the edge of its wall is doubled over, and you have these two walls that are attached one to the other, where you have the fat that's connecting them. So you have these two walls in this second stomach, and you find a needle in the thickness of this wall. So on that says the Braisa, if it's mitzad echad, if you find it's only a hole in one side, meaning it made a hole through the inner wall, but it didn't yet puncture the second outer wall, says the Braisa, k'sher, it's going to be valid because the other wall is still protecting on that stomach, it's not a trefa. But if, let's say, it made a hole through both walls, which is going out to the cavity of the body, then the animal's a trefa. That's what the Braisa says. And that says the Gemara, and v'loyam rina, we don't say in the Braisa, that when you have a hole in only one wall, it doesn't tell us, oh, but lechzi, let's see. It doesn't tell us to see which way is the thicker part of the needle. Meaning, we could have said that, wait, check. If the thicker part is outside, meaning to say that you find it, that even if it's stuck in the wall, and you find that the point and the rest of it is inside the stomach itself, well then, how did it get into the wall itself? Obviously, it came from the outside, where it pierced a hole through the esophagus, or through the paunch, or through the intestines, and that's how it got inside the part of the body. And from there, that's when it went back into the thickness of the wall of the basal cases of the reticulum, and it passed through the whole outer wall of the reticulum. However, the thicker part didn't get a chance yet to pass through, to go through the inner wall and to get in. But if you would say that it came from inside, and now it's starting to go out through the thick part to the outside, but you said that it's not normal for the thick part to be making holes. So therefore, even if, let's say, only one hole has a wall, you should say that it's a trefa. Because how did it get here? We don't see any hole on the outside, but it doesn't make a difference. How is this halfway in a hole in only one wall, if the point is facing inward and the thicker part is stuck inside the wall itself, how did it get there? You can't say that it came from the inside because it doesn't make holes through the thicker part. It must have came from the outside. So why, if there's only one, did it say that it's kosher? Obviously, in fact, it says kosher, that's what the Gemara is asking, that wherever we could say that it came from the vascular system, like over here in this situation, where we could say that it came through the esophagus up until now, meaning for this halacha, and now it's starting to make the hole, even if the kupa, the thick part, is on the outside, we're not going to say it's a trefa. And that refutes what the Gemara was saying before, that we say it depends which side the thick part is facing. So on that says the Gemara, I mean, they said no. Hasim over there, in the case of the basic cases of the reticulum and the digestive system, kiven deka oichel mamashkim, since there's food and drink, there's tons of stuff in the animal stomach, eima oichel mamashkim dachku, we could say that it's the food and the drink that pushed it. And because of the pushing, even the thicker part of the needle could have been pushed into the wall of the reticulum. So even though the thicker part is facing outside, but since we don't see a hole on the outer wall, we say it's going to be kosher. But that's different than the case that we were mentioning regarding the liver, regarding the vascular system, where there's no food. No food, so how exactly did the thick part get through the wall? That's what we're saying, it must have came from that side, which the thicker part is, and we don't say that it was pushed through the thicker part, in contrast to this case, but every basic case, that's not a contradiction. Then we could say, yeah, it actually went through the thicker part, and therefore, even though the thick part is facing outward, but since it's only one hole, we're not going to assume that it came from somewhere else. We can assume it came from inside the digestive system itself, and therefore it's going to be kosher.